The path to a leadership role varies. You might be a star performer promoted to management, a person inspired to take on a cause, or someone who chose to go through a formal leadership development program. Either way, everyone is an individual contributor, but to serve efficiently as a leader, you need the right balance of interpersonal and technical skills. With a shift in position comes a shift in the balance of skills required to do the job. Although your company may not have told you when they offered you the promotion, managers need strong people skills to succeed. As an individual contributor, you likely did not receive interpersonal skills training as part of your leadership development. In 1998, the Center for Creative Leadership concluded that 40% of new management hires fail within the first 18 months. 82% of the time, the reason was a failure to build good relationships. As recently as 2016, they continue to reach similar conclusions. The Skills Curve. Resource Associates Corporation uses the skills curve, depicted in the diagram below, which suggests at the individual contributor level, 90% of your success depends on your technical skills and only 10% depends on your people skills. As soon as you get promoted to your first supervisory position, it's 50-50. And that is where the greatest change occurs. Suddenly, 50% of your success is based on your technical skills and 50% on your people skills. You are identified for promotion to management because of your technical abilities, where you had previous training. Now you have to apply a different set of skills. Will your management provide you the skills training and leadership development opportunities you will need to succeed? If not, how will you develop these skills on your own? After your promotion to supervisor or manager, the skills you need to succeed are much, much different. You become more dependent on other people and their abilities. You have to get along with them, get the most out of them, and get everyone to work together. As you move to middle management, the ratio tips even more. 25% of your success is based on your technical and 75% on people skills. Finally, in upper management, it's completely reversed. Only 10% of your success is based on your technical competence, while 90% is based on people skills. How do you get everyone to hitch his or her horse to the same wagon and pull in the same direction? As you move further up the ladder, can you get teams of teams to work together? Personal note. I truly believe that I had the privilege of learning leadership in the best possible environment in the world. Unlike many who find leadership positions stressful, I found every one of my opportunities enjoyable, a career that I would gladly repeat. I'd like you to feel the same. I had the advantage of experiencing a proven leadership development process when I started in ROTC. For those 4 years and my first 6 years in the Army, I continued to gain practical experience in various leadership roles, where I had the chance to learn, apply, and refine my interpersonal skills. When I received my first command assignment, I had a distinct advantage. The leadership development process never stopped, and at the end of my career, I was running an Army ROTC leadership development program at two Boston schools, Northeastern University and Boston College, similar to where I started. In this book, I share valuable lessons learned from personal experience. Stories that parallel many of the leadership challenges you have or will have. My purpose is to get you thinking about what matters most, your values, those of the company you work for, and aligning the two. By offering critical leadership challenges to consider before you reach any forks in the road, my hope is that you will be better prepared when the moments of decision arise. If you are just beginning your career as a manager and have questions about leadership, this book is for you. If you have been a leader and are moving into middle management, this book is for you. And if you are the owner of a company or senior leader looking to inspire your leadership team, this book is for you. Once you've walked through these pages with me, you will understand what it means to define and align, lead and succeed, instill and fulfill, relate and communicate, and discover your inner gyroscope. What keeps you at operating speed so that you are balanced, stable, and continue to head in the right direction?